These are just a few examples of situations you may encounter in the field. Each survey is a new challenge. As you gain experience, your ability to accurately assess what and how many frogs and toads are calling will grow. The world of the marsh at night is a wonderful experience we're sure you'll enjoy. Remember, while you're savoring it, you'll be helping conserve it. We offer a few final tips. Try to survey with a partner. Set up your route and stations during the day. Carry a flashlight with fresh batteries. Listen to the weather forecast before you leave home. Be prepared for inclement weather. Wear bright clothing if you're surveying on a road with traffic. Travel as quietly as possible from station to station. When you reach each station, give the frogs and toads time to resume calling if they have been disturbed by your arrival. Use your best judgment while surveying. You have 4 minutes at a station to judge the level of calling males. Don't rush.
Keep in mind that each level of song is equally important.
Remember, help is just a phone call away if you need advice. Good luck with your surveys. We would like to thank Lang Elliott and Northwood Press for permission to use several recordings from his excellent CD, The Calls of Frogs and Toads. In addition, Mary Gartshore and Ron Rideout kindly provided additional field recordings.